Freedom Network, and first time, and I can remember, we've had two mornings with no guest. But it's been sort of a frantic time, and I thought maybe we'd talk this morning about the supernatural, about the other dimension. And it's really so interesting. As you know, I have Barry Shamish as a guest on many of my programs, and Barry is a fascinating man. I've never met him personally, but I've talked to him so many times, I consider him a good friend. And it's only been recently he's been willing to talk about a book he wrote some years ago called The Return of the Giants. And the reason he doesn't talk about the book is he doesn't really believe this. He doesn't know what to believe because he's coming from a secular point of view. And here he's back in the like 1980s and early 1990s. He had an opportunity to interview and did a great deal of research into the fact that there were in Israel giants, mystical figures, the humanoid-like figures that so many people had actually met. And he talked to these people, and they told him amazing story about these giants. And they were molesting women and collecting, things having to do with sex with women, and were even having intimate relations with them, and the women would become pregnant, and then their offspring would mysteriously disappear before a normal birth, and all sorts of incredible things. And when you are coming from a secular point of view, how could you even contemplate that such things could really occur, that there could be a supernatural realm out there? And so Barry Ordinary doesn't talk about it because, of course, he's a reporter, talks on political things, and he didn't really want to discredit himself with many of his people who depend on him for his very good appraisal of what's going on in the world. But the idea of mythical figures being real? Well, anyway, we are going to do a series of programs with Barry on his book, Return of the Giants. In fact, I'm going to call Lulu today, lulu.com, and buy myself a copy. And Barry sent me a DVD of some of the interviews he did on Fox and other major networks well over a decade ago, decade and a half ago, on this incredible subject. And yet I don't think it's incredible at all, because, you see, I believe in the supernatural. As an evangelical Christian, I believe that our country was founded on supernatural concepts. And if you are a Christian, whether you know it or not, why, you too believe in this. After all, I mean, here as a nation, we celebrate Christmas. We have since the very inception of our country. And what does Christmas represent? Why, it represents the virgin birth of a man who would become Jesus Christ. How could you have a virgin birth? I mean, this requires something supernatural. And not only do we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate Easter. Now there are people who just assume we didn't celebrate them. There is a conspiracy against God and a conspiracy against you having any concept of what's really going on. But Easter is even worse. I mean, here we're talking about the death and crucifixion of this man called Jesus and his resurrection from the dead. How can you be resurrected from the dead and still be living? But, of course, that is the story of Christianity, and Christians accept it, and I accept it, because I believe that God is real, and he directs the courses of mankind, and he is directing so much of what is going on in the world today. In fact, we are seeing more and more manifestations of the supernatural. In fact, this whole subject was really called to mind because of a program I did last night with a gentleman named Lynn Marzelli. I had no idea who Lynn was, but he's written a book called Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. And and he's written actually the Nephilim trilogy. It was a series of three fictional books that were published a few years ago. I hit the bestseller list, sold very well. People fascinated by this sort of subject, but they, well, most people, unless they're Christians, really don't believe in it. But everybody's fascinated by this supernatural, which is why the Monday, by the Wednesday program of the medium does so well. But people put that into the realm of television. You know, it's a great story, the story of Alison DeBaum, beautiful blonde woman with three little blonde daughters and a very appealing husband. Sort of reminds me of myself, you know, a little, not the most organized guy in the world, but really means well, and all the interplay among the family. But Alison has the supernatural ability of a clairvoyant, and she's in contact with the other dimensions. She gets information that helps the district attorney put away the bad guys, and the man who plays the part of the district attorney, he is so believable, and the woman who plays the part of Alison DeBaugh is so believable, and of course the program will be coming on, I think, for its third or fourth year in the fall. And really what's so amazing is, in real life, there really was an Alison DeBaugh, and she really did help the district attorney catch the bad guys, and she really did have a gift of the supernatural, and she was able to tap into the other dimension. And she's written the book, my wife has read the books, and fascinating. Alison, the real Alison DeBaugh, appears to be a very, very nice individual, you know, who simply was using these mystical gifts she had to do good. The difficulty is, when you begin using these mystical gifts, you have to be very careful. Because, of course, can you really do good by tapping into evil? And that's what you're really doing as you begin to tap into the other dimension. Well, this last weekend I was up in the Bay Area at a meeting of, well, to do about the meeting one of these days, the Doctors for Disaster Preparedness. But we'll be back in just a minute. Debbie, we'll welcome your calls. 970-689-8255. Right here.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
turn on television, which I seldom do, but I was in a hotel room and away from the family, and there was a Larry King program. And now Larry King is not one of my favorites, but sometimes he has interesting programs, and this was a fascinating program because the former governor of the state of Arizona was there talking about his experience having seen a UFO. And remember a few years ago when they had all the sightings over the city of Phoenix of these UFOs, and of course the military explained it all, that they were simply flares, military flares that shot up in the sky, and nothing to worry about, all these hysterical people. And yet the governor said, look, these were no military flares. Military flares don't fly in formation. He said, I saw this gigantic spaceship up there with these massive lights on it, and it wasn't an airplane, and it wasn't anything I've ever seen before, and I witnessed this, and I didn't want to talk a lot about it at the time, because I'm the governor of the state of Arizona, but there is no question my mind is real. Well, then they have the people there from the military to debunk this. Oh, well, it's all... It's army flares, and if there were something really there, why the government couldn't cover this up indefinitely? Why people from the military come forward and admit it? And then they had a man there from the UFO organization said, but there have been lots of people from the military who've come forward and admitted that the UFO phenomenon is real. And then of course this tractor, of course, just goes on to another subject. But the whole idea is, well, if it's real, it means that these are from outer space, beings from, from some other universe coming to visit us. That's pretty far out. But nobody ever wants to talk about the fact that these are supernatural manifestations of the other dimension. And there is a supernatural dimension, and these are not critters from another planet or another celestial body. They're not from another planets at all. They are beings that are here, and they represent the demonic manifestation in modern day times. And there is an increasing number of these in recent decades. And the reason for this is, I believe, and I believe that other people have researched this, is that we are approaching a very important juncture in history. And certainly my guest is yesterday evening, Lynn Marzelli. I didn't know who he really was, other than he'd written the Nephilim trilogy and written this new book, which we will carry. It's entitled Politics, Prophecy and the Supernatural. But, basically because he never once mentions in his book that he himself is a minister. He isn't talking about it. In fact, I wasn't even sure where he was coming from until he began writing about the fact that if you're going to be dealing with these elements out there, you have to have some sort of a foundation. Because if you take your opinion of, I think this, or I think that, or I think something else, you're going to get off onto all sorts of sidetracks. You need a basis for your belief, and the Bible is as good a place to go as anyway. If you're a Christian, you believe it's accurate, you believe in the prophecies of the Bible, and you believe you're seeing many of these prophecies coming to pass, and I really believe that, and I believe that there really are supernatural beings. We read about them certainly in the book of Genesis, the story of the Nephilim, where the fallen angels came down and mated with women, and of course they had offspring, and they were called the Nephilim, and they were giants, and the world became so terribly corrupt and evil, and the whole gene pool was basically infected by these supernatural, wicked, and evil beings, that God had to destroy the world, and there was only one family that was really were not contaminated, and that was Noah's family, and that is why they were preserved, and they had to start in all over again. And of course, you remember reading the 24th chapter of Matthew, and the disciples said to Jesus, "But how will we know, you know, when you're going to be back, when you'll return?" And what did Jesus say? "As it was in the days of Noah." And of course, there'll be giving in marriage. But the inference is there, and many people have stated that they really believe that we will see many of the manifestations of organized evil at the time of our Lord's return, as it was in the days of Noah. And, you know, as you begin to read about these things, and the gentleman, this Lynn Marzelli, we'll have on here very, very soon, who has really researched this extensively, points out there are so many stories out there. In fact, one story I'd never heard of before was the story of the Mothman, Mothman. I'd never heard of it, but Lynn had an opportunity of actually interviewing people who had been involved with this story. And I don't hold me to this because I'm, you know, we covered so much material last night, but I believe it was up in Canada. It was perhaps 10, 20 years ago when, probably 30 years ago, when a young couple was out driving around sort of an eerie area that at one time had been used for military testing and they see this figure, and it's a 7-foot man with big wings, and they're looking at him, and of course they can jump in their car and start out, and this being is going 70 miles an hour, up to 100 miles an hour to get back to town, and this being is chasing him. And, you know, they're scared to death. They reported to the sheriff's office, but there were probably close to 100 people who, over a period of several months, encountered the Mothman. And they describe his eyes as some of being slanted, other being fiercely red, but all of them, you know, were impacted by their experience with this so-called Mothman, who was there for a time and then just disappeared. And of course, a lot of people are afraid to talk about it. For fair people think they're crazy. Others are afraid to talk about it because the experiences have destroyed their lives. And the original couple who encountered the Mothman ended up getting married, divorced within a few months, and of course the man will never speak of it. But Lynn Marzelli had gone up to this area and talked to many of the people who'd encountered this being. And the one man, of course, had come forward recently, and he was a retired missionary, and told the story of how, you know, that he had been come home after being out with his wife. He'd lived overseas for many years, and you have to understand that in many foreign countries, where the supernatural is much more readily accepted, because these demonic beings were really a part of the very lives of the people there. Witchcraft is very, very common, and so is recognition of the supernatural. We're so much smarter here in America. We don't believe that sort of thing. But I know very well when I lived in Africa, and I taught at a major university over in South Africa for 3 years, and witchcraft is commonplace over there, and the supernatural is commonplace. And every African tribe not only will have a chief, he will also have a witch doctor. And the witch doctor, of course, some of them are fraudulent, but some of them really do have the power to reach into the supernatural. In fact, my wife had the opportunity of going to a meeting at one time. It was a medical meeting, and the wives were taken out, and for various forms of entertainment, a while when the husbands were sitting at these, you know, day-long meetings. And one of the people that they had an opportunity to meet was a woman, a white woman who had married a white trader who lived with the Venda peoples, and it's an African tribe over in the east coast of South Africa. And this woman, living among the blacks there, had always wanted to identify with them, and yet, of course, she's white, they're black. How can she identify with them? She decided to become a witch doctor. And she did become a witch doctor. And she was able to obtain the supernatural power that the witch doctors have. I don't know whether she realized, of course, the danger that she personally was in by being in contact with the witch doctor, but it is very real. Well, anyway, the minister I was talking about had been in contact with a Mothman and told the story that he'd come home. He's living, in this very small rural community, and he comes home with his wife in the evening, and he has a sense of something strange there in the home, and he checks the house out. He doesn't find anything, and he goes to bed, and he hears something strange, and he goes to the window, and he looks out and doesn't see anything. And then he turns around, and there at the foot of the bed is this creature, 7 feet tall, wings, staring at him with these red blood eyes. And what does the missionary do? He starts reciting Bible verses. I mean, he knows, of course, the only power that you and I have when faced with the supernatural is the blood of Jesus Christ and the protection that comes to believers. And he describes, as he begins citing Bible verses and pronouncing them, from his memory, the apparition begins to dissolve and just disappears, and it's gone. And, of course, then that feeling of oppression is relieved. And you have to understand, if you were a Christian, that our protection will not come from anything that you or I can do. It will actually come from your relationship with Jesus Christ, your belief in the blood of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for you. And you can call upon him for help in times when you come into contact with these supernatural beings. They're not imaginary. They're really very, very real. And I think we're going to see increasing manifestations of this in the not-too-distant future. In fact, Lynn was talking about within the last 2 weeks there have been several reports, and you find them, but they're not widely covered in the medium. The reports of pilots flying over the English Channel who saw the UFOs, these spacecraft, a mile wide hovering over the English Channel. And he said the two different pilots had described exactly the same thing. But see, the media isn't going to pick up some of these stories. The last thing they want you to understand is that these are not critters from outer space, ridiculous things. They are actually, of course, manifestations of the demonic realm. And there's an increasing demonic activity in the Western world, throughout the world today, as we are moving towards truly strange and unusual times. And, of course, I really believe that God does work in the affairs of men. I believe we are being plunged into a war with the Muslim world, which is part of a long-range supernatural plan. And if you doubt that, you need to read my February newsletter at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Just give us a call, 970-689-8255. We'd love to hear from you. It's your thoughts. Right here.
Destiny Lending. Angela, how does a first-time home buyer get started?
Get your financing first. Avoid disappointment and surprises. Know how much house you can buy before you even go shopping. With down payment assistance programs of up to $20,000, now is the time to buy a home.
So call Angela Smith of Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. You should call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, I understand back here at the American Freedom Network, our number 970-689-8255, and we weren't able to get a guest for this weekend because we were up in San Francisco at this meeting, and actually it was in Oakland, just across the bay there. And I was just recounting some of what we've learned from them. Zelly, we'll have you as a guest here before long about the concept of the Nephilim are here. They are functioning, and of course they have a supernatural ability. They can actually appear, and then they can simply vaporize like an apparition. And we see increasing manifestations of these supernatural events, but we do not recognize them. Well, our number 970-689-8255. One of the things that Chris Lynn mentioned was the crop circles. Now, if you look at these crop circles, you see these complicated designs, and since I read the occult magazines, Share magazine, put out by Benjamin Krem, who is, of course, the disciple of a master, one of these supernatural beings. Benjamin Krem travels all over the world, has millions of followers, and he ordinarily will go into a meeting and put himself into a state. He'll actually come under the control of this, or possession of this other being who is his master. And if you've never heard Constance Cumby's description of when she went to a meeting with about 1,300 people in Detroit, Michigan, some years ago, and they were all deeply involved in the occult, and she was there simply as a Christian. They prayed the prayer that was going to conjure up this demonic spirit that was going to take over the body of Benjamin Krem and of course give a reading, and of course she prayed the Lord's Prayer when they were all praying the great invocation, and the demonic spirit didn't occur, and people people were furious with her. I mean, how dare you come to our meeting and pray the Lord's Prayer, you know, and interrupt, of course, this wonderful seance we're going to have with Maitreya or whoever the being would be. And she said, well, you know, if one Christian can counter me in the prayers of 1,300 of you, why, your God is not a very, very powerful God. And she was simply praying the Lord's Prayer. Understand that you have the power. If you are a believer, you never want to misuse the power, but you can call upon the Lord when you come in contact with these beings from the other dimension for your protection. Because believe me, it is the only protection that you will ever have. So you need to understand how this works, but it's not anything that you can do, because you have no power in any way to sustain yourself. But if you're a child of God and you've given your life to Jesus Christ, then you can call upon his power when you will be facing, and you will increasingly be facing, these demonic beings. I'm fairly firmly convinced of this. I think we're seeing increasing manifestations of the supernatural today. I mean, have you ever wondered why we're fighting over in the Middle East? Well, the president told us we had to go over there to fight the wicked Osama bin Laden, who had attacked the World Trade Center, and that's why we had to catch him dead or alive, and that's why we had to send our boys to Afghanistan to fight. But if you go to the FBI pages on the internet, and mentioned this before, you Google in FBI 10 most wanted Osama bin Laden and pull up his page, and the FBI doesn't believe he had anything to do with the attack on the World Trade Center. They don't even mention him, and people have asked, why don't you mention Osama bin Laden and the World Trade Center on your 10 most wanted page, where Osama bin Laden, you're offering $5 million for Osama bin Laden, but you don't mention the attack on the World Trade Center? And the FBI agents say, because we have no evidence he was involved. Well, if the FBI doesn't know he's involved, why is the administration saying he was involved? And why do we send our boys over there and then not catch Osama bin Laden? Didn't the president promise to get him dead or alive? And why did they block efforts by the special forces who wanted to get Osama bin Laden, and yet they allowed him to escape into Pakistan? And why didn't we follow into Pakistan? Well, oh, we couldn't do that. Oh, no. We couldn't. After all, they're a sovereign nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got agents working in nations all throughout the world. We've got bases in 130 nations. If you believe that we don't send agents and special forces teams into other nations without their consent, you're incredibly naive. We didn't go after Osama bin Laden. There's a war in Afghanistan. Has nothing to do with Osama bin Laden. And since he's not in Afghanistan anymore, why don't we just pull our troops out and let them settle their own problems? But you must understand, we must keep the war going. We must keep the death and destruction going, because there are forces who want death and suffering and destruction. There really is organized evil in the world, and this carries over into Iraq. Why did we go into Iraq? Oh, it was really for oil. Well, I'm sure oil played a spoiled part, but that is not why we're really there. I mean, we've got lots of oil off the North Slope of Alaska. We've got tremendous pools of oil off the East Coast and West Coast of the United States. We've never been allowed to develop. Everything has been done to prevent the development of the oil and gas resources we had here in America. That's what the environmental movement's all about, funded by our great tax-exempt foundations and by our great oil companies. I mean, they don't want abundance of oil. They want shortages. That's how they make so much money. Do you think Exxon really wants the great pools of oil that are here in the West or anywhere in the world really made available? Because if they did, why, they would flood the world with oil. And what do you think would happen to the price of oil? Would it go up if they flooded the world with oil? Would it go down? Well, there are very, very powerful forces and spiritual forces behind the people who control Exxon and Chevron here in the United States. I'm talking about the Rockefeller country family, and deeply involved in the occult, as was Henry Ford, and that's why the Ford Foundation does what it does. That's why the Rockefeller Foundation does what it does. Andrew Carnegie, deeply involved in the occult. That's why the Carnegie Foundation is always pushing these occult situations and is trying to bring about this world government in preparation for the coming of the new world leader. This is what it's all about. A new world order, a new world religion, and a new world leader. And, of course, we're really in the Middle East in preparation for going to war with a Muslim world. Why would anybody in their right mind want to get us into a war with a Muslim world? Why, very simply, because that's the plan. And you can read it. Remember, it is better. You're quoting the writings of a woman named Alice Bailey, who worshipped Lucifer. Right back. Give us a call, 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. We'd like to know what you think about this subject. Do you really think there's a supernatural realm? Do you believe that there is a cosmic clock, that everything is following a master plan, that America is being intentionally and purposely drawn into a war with the Muslim world? You know, it's interesting. You go back 10 years. Think back 10 years. How many of you were aware of the history of the Muslim religion? How many of you were aware of the Battle of Vienna in 1683? How many of you had ever thought of the fact that Muhammad had set out to conquer the world and believed that there would be world peace only when the Muslims controlled everything? How many of you have thought of the fearsome and warlike attitude of Muslims, and their desire to to conquer the United States, and none of you had. It has only been since 9/11 that there's been organized, orchestrated effort to convince us how terrible the Muslims are and how we have to go to war with them. And the plan of the people who create our reality and mold our tastes and ideas is to get us to hate the Muslim world. They even create new words, Islamofascist. Oh, the Islamofascists, they want to come over here and destroy us. That's why we've got to go over there and destroy them first before they come over here and destroy us. And they're doing the same thing with the Muslims throughout the world. Most Muslims didn't want to have anything to do with this radical form of Islam until we began funding it. We fund the government of Pakistan, and they fund the madras schools there, at least 1,200. Some people say many times that many more of the madras schools in Pakistan. And what do they do in a madras school? They teach the young people all about the hatred of the infidels, all about the importance of dying for Allah and jihad. And why would we be funding Pakistan as funding madras schools? Very simply, we're creating the best enemy, money can buy. And of course, those of you who have listened to our program before, we've talked about the fact that USAID, the United States Agency for International Development, put out $51 million to buy Islamic textbooks to stress the importance of killing people like you and me, jihad, the importance of war, the importance of the rebirth of belief in the ancient Muslim religion, and of course the conflict between the Muslims and the Christians, and how every good Muslim, a good Muslim, had to be involved in killing the infidels. Why would anybody in their right mind print up textbooks in Arabic to be distributed to Afghan schools to breed hatred of our own country? Why would the United States Agency for International Development finance that sort of thing? Why to create an enemy so we can get this war going? And if you're out there in the listening audience and say, I never heard that, or I don't believe that, well, if you can't localize it, God, go to Google and put in USAID, Prince Muslim, or Arabic textbooks. If you can't, you give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. As for the article about what an ally of Armenia on the ABCs of jihad, the ABCs of jihad, and we've referred to it in the past, but it's so important. You understand we're doing everything we can to get the Muslims to hate the West and to get us to hate the Muslims. And of course, right now, if free elections were held in Turkey and in Pakistan and in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and in Libya and in Egypt, why, the radical Muslims, those who believe, they may not want to get involved with the jihad, but those who support this radical form of Islam, which has been latent for a century, they would win the elections. If they were held in Pakistan tomorrow, the radical Muslims who already embrace these ideas would take over control of the government and have all those nice nuclear-tipped, missiles that the Pakistanis bought from communist China. And of course, remember, the guidance systems were built with American technology, which Bill Clinton gave to the Chinese communists in return for a couple of $100,000 in campaign contributions. And if you believe that, you believe anything. I mean, that's a criminal act. Why didn't Bill Clinton go to prison for it? Because this is all planned. We've created the best enemy money could buy, and very soon they will have nuclear-tipped missiles. Very soon we will have some sort of a nuclear exchange. I don't know when it's coming, whether it'll be sooner or later, but I have no question it's coming. And none of this makes any logical sense. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're not dealing with anything logical. We're dealing with supernatural powers who are directing the course of mortal men. And many of the people who are involved in this, the human beings, don't even understand. Their minds are being molded and their ideas are being created, and they are acting in response to the supernatural powers that guide them. Others know exactly what they're doing. They, of course, have given themselves over to the dark side, and they worship the prince of this world. And they have benefited tremendously. They have tremendous money, and they have power, and all the sexual gratification of any type they ever want, because they've given their lives to the prince of this world. But one day, of course, the day of reckoning is going to come. There truly are demonic forces at work within our society at the highest levels of our government and throughout the world. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program right here.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont. We buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont. 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Here at the American Freedom Network. And if you would like to look at what we're talking about here, we have a wonderful book. It's written by Malachi Martin called Hostage to the Devil. That's Hostage to the Devil, and we hope that you'll want to get it and read it. And then, of course, you can get the 4-tape set of my interviews with Malachi Martin, at least 3 of mine and 1 of John Leffler's. That's called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. And I suggest this to you because Malachi goes a great deal into geopolitics. And, of course, we touch on the supernatural there, not as much as I wish we'd had an opportunity to. But if you read his book, Hostage to the Devil, which is basically a summary of 5 exorcisms that he researched from the very extensive records of the Catholic Church, which does keep records of all exorcisms done. It will literally be a life-changing experience for you. As it was for me when I first read the book back in the early 1980s, and begin to recognize the other dimension. Certainly our four tapes set on the supernatural interviews with Joanna Michelson. And we incidentally did a wonderful interview with Joanna recently on the secret and Rhonda Burns. And I even ordered that tape separately. But Joanna was a medium, a real life medium who could contact the spirits, and of course she was being trained as a psychic surgeon, and she participated in 400 surgeries done in a small little room with a little alcohol in the skin, and then of course you just reach through the skin or into the head and pull out the tumors or whatever it would be, and of course logic tells you this couldn't happen. Trouble is, it did happen. She witnessed it. She was so taken with this, and she was being trained to take over as his psychic surgeon until she suddenly realized this was all demonic. And there is supernatural. People got well, but of course, when she went back to interview them later, years later, they were all demonically possessed as well. Understand, this is not imaginary, it's real. The four tape set is entitled The Supernatural, and of course the two interviews with Joanna in that, and two interviews on Aleister Crowley, who was a Satanist. And then you want to get Joanna's book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. It's an older book, but of course eternal truths are still truths. So the information is there. Give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You'll certainly want to get our book we carry called Satanic Crimes. It goes into, of course, the terrible, horrible things that have happened, many of them over in Europe, tying into the Bilderbergers. You know who the Bilderbergers are? They're one of these powerful internationalist groups. And, of course, Henry Kissinger and the leaders of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission were always attending to Bilderberger meetings. And yet, of course, the satanic side of the Bilderbergers you'll never hear mentioned. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. The book, Satanic Crimes. Very well done. And as well, I understand we're involved in this. That's 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. AM, Johnstown, Denver.
It's not known if they're dead or alive, but a mine official says if they are alive, they could have enough air and water to last several days. Exhausted dive teams are getting reinforcements to help in the slow search for victims of the Minneapolis bridge collapse. Navy divers have arrived and FBI dive teams are on the way. Meanwhile, officials have put the rebuilding effort on a fast track, hoping to have a new span by the end of next year. At least 28 people are dead in the northern Iraqi city of Tal Afar after a suicide bomber slammed his truck into a crowded Shiite neighborhood. 19 children are among those killed. Also, the U.S. military reports 5 American soldiers have been killed since Sunday. A 20-year-old Massachusetts man has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and the death of his 6-year-old cousin. Ryan Boyce was arraigned in Quincy Monday. The girl was found naked and wrapped in a comforter inside an SUV after Boyce allegedly led police on a high-speed chase.